So I want to do a very brief introduction on a thing called the Daily Examine, which we did look at about a year ago. So I just want to recap what it is, how it works a little bit, and then we're going to go through a meditation, prayer, Daily Examine kind of guided thing that I set up during the week. So the Daily Examine, I think it's from the Spanish for our word examine. It was kind of popularized by Saint Ignatius of, and I can never say his last name, Loyola. It sounds like YOLO, so I always think it's funny when I see it. So Saint Ignatius, he was a 16th century priest, and he co-founded and led a religious order called the Society of Jesus. You might know it just as the Jesuits, though. So in 1548, he wrote a book called Spiritual Exercises, which was a simple set of meditations, prayers, and other practices. And the most well-known of those is the Daily Examine. So I'm pretty sure that it actually had kind of monastic traditions before this, but he's the guy who kind of wrote it down and made it like a really popular kind of practice. So within the Jesuit order, it was part of the daily life. So often it would be done at multiple times during the day, but certainly at least at the end of a day. So the priests would set aside time to examine their day, to examine how God has been with them and how they have how they have behaved during their day as well. So its purpose is an examination and a prayerful exercise and a gratitude exercise, just to bring a sense of peace and centering to that moment. So it's the really kind of important thing is that you reflect. So there's a pattern. There are five steps in this particular pattern of prayer. And so St. Ignatius, with his monks, he used to basically say, even if we don't have time to do all of the kind of things. So like even in like the Benedictine order, there was the Benedictine monks. They had the hours, and so they would pray every hour. So heaps and heaps of prayers as their discipline. But Ignatius, I think he was a little more practical. He said, even if you run out of time to do all of the other things, let's make sure that we continue to do the examine. So the goal then is to reflect on the moments of your day, to reflect on the feelings that you have been experiencing, and then to be more aware of God's presence. So it's I have my notes here, a five-step kind of process. And there's no like strict rules about this. So I quite like it because you can reshape it to fit the order of your own life. So you might change some of these things around a little, but I like to describe these as five parts. The first one just being still. So to be still, to be aware of God's presence. So normally when you would start a daily examine, and it can be, you know, you can do it for 1 minute, or you can do it for 15 minutes, you can do it for an hour if you're really keen, I guess. But in this first step, it's just to say, I welcome God, and to be still, to take some deep, long breaths, and then to just be aware of that and you know, to kind of breathe in, Lord, you are here with me and I am with you. And just to be aware of the Holy Spirit and God's presence with you. So then that's the first step, be still. The second step is to be thankful. And so it's about gratitude, because gratitude we know is a prayerful practice. And when we share our gratitude with God, that joy becomes praise. It becomes complete in praise. So to be thankful is to review the moments of our day and to say, what are the things that have been beautiful in my day? And they can be simple things like I had a cup of coffee and it was fantastic. Or I had shared some kind words with someone, or a beautiful interaction with one of my children, or I saw a flower, or it was warm outside, and you know, whatever it is, it's just about having gratitude for those moments that would otherwise just be kind of be passed off and in an unremarked kind of way. But it's just so good for us to bring our gratitude to the Lord. So we start with be still, and then there is a time of gratitude and thankfulness. And the third one I have is be present. So what's important with the idea of being present is to remain curious instead of judgmental. So we are going to, in this be curious and be present stage, it's to review each of your moments of your day and ask yourself, have I lived consistent with Jesus? Have I been kind? And to do this in a way that is curious, not judgmental. So you want to investigate your own behavior and your own feelings. So if you in this moment, you are, well, I felt grief today, or I felt sorrow, or I felt anger, or I felt joy, or I felt peace, or whatever those feelings or experiences are, you bring those feelings and experiences, you bring them before God, and you just kind of examine them. And not so that you can feel bad, but so that you can reflect. And you ask the Holy Spirit to teach you in that space. To consider and draw things to your particular attention. Because so often we have an unexamined life. And this is just a moment in this prayerful practice to say, Lord, is there anything that you want to reveal to me? Is there anything about the choices and the behaviors and the attitudes that I have shared today that I should repent about or that I should rejoice about? So we have be still, be thankful, be present. And then the fourth one is to be prayerful. So after we've kind of shared those moments of our day with the Lord, we can then say, well, what is one thing in my life that I can pray for? One joy or one sorrow or one thing that I might be nervous about or something that's coming up or one person or one, you know, just focus in on something and pray and offer that to God and ask him to be a part of that journey or experience with you. So give that over completely to the Lord. If it's a care or a concern or an anxiety, hand that thing completely over to God. So we have be still and then be thankful and be present and be prayerful. And the final part of this five-step kind of practice is to be hopeful. So to look toward the rest of your day or to look toward tomorrow with an optimism and a joyfulness and to just offer that up to the Lord and pray about what is to come. Share with God your expectations and your hopes for the moments and hours ahead. Pray for his goodness to fill your day and your interactions and your experiences. Perhaps pray the Lord's Prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done in that final section. So the point of this practice is just simply to make intimacy with God a normal part of your day. Because it's so easy to set a level of expectation around prayer or around even meditation or something like that, that it's just so huge that you never, ever do it. So the idea of the daily examine is to, even if it's only a 1 minute, is to set aside a time and a space to be still and to be thankful and to be present and to be prayerful and to be hopeful so that you can reflect on your day. And the idea is that you build trust between you and God. So find a quiet place and to contemplate and have peace and gratitude and to learn how to worry less and discern more and to hear from God. They are all kind of the point of the practice of the daily examine. So I'm going to play now. So if you haven't already, find a comfortable place to sit because I'm going to play through a prayer that I wrote this week in the format of a daily examine. And I'd love for you guys just to share in that. And I actually found the process of writing it to be very contemplative. Like it was the most prayerful I've been all week, was just going through it and writing it and then considering it and rewording things. And so if you were looking for a spiritual exercise to go through, maybe sit down and I will send through my notes on this and then there'll be the audio and podcast and YouTube of this as well, but write your own daily examine kind of schedule as an exercise. I found it to be really, really helpful. So I'm going to play that for you now. Hopefully I have it queued up.
Breathe in. Breathe out. Holy Spirit, please draw near to me. I know you are here, Lord, and I am with you. Thank you. Breathe in. Breathe out. I welcome you, Holy Spirit, to contemplate my day with me. Help me to see the beauty around me today. I'm grateful for the sacred spaces in my life. Thank you for the precious people and moments of this day. For the kind words, thoughtful acts, music, art, and nature all around. I know you are here, Lord, and I am with you. Breathe in. Breathe out. I welcome you, Holy Spirit, to speak to me. To help me grow and learn. To see clearly and humbly the interactions of my day. To consider how I could have done things differently. To view myself and others with compassion and kindness. I know you are here, Lord, and I am with you. Breathe in. Breathe out. I welcome you, Holy Spirit, to empower me. To help care for your creation. To create opportunities to serve and love others. Me to prepare for the day ahead.